What's up? Jason Tatum here. Ball up wherever you are with NBA 2K Mobile. Play in-game events to collect NBA legends and rising stars to assemble your dream team and settle things on the court. Download NBA 2K Mobile now on the App Store and Google Play.
Another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, August 16th edition. We have a little itty-bitty seven-game slate on tap tonight after the fun we had the last couple nights. Another interesting evening on the diamonds. It's been fun. It's a grind. You got to kind of think off the wall or go chalky as chalk. There's really two approaches to it, and it's been a good run. That's how the end of the baseball season goes, folks. It's just the way it goes, and it actually somehow gets a little easier come September when everybody goes and plays football, maybe a little basketball towards the end, and they forget all about baseball. And it definitely lightens things up a bit. So let's keep on grinding on, and we'll get at it. But we have that seven-game slate tonight. Cubs at Pirates, total of 8.5. Nationals at Cardinals, 8.5. Rockies at Braves, 8.5. Waiting on the total between Anaheim and Texas, but that will be very large, probably in the 9.5, 10, 10.5 range. Tigers, Twins, 9. Jays, Royals, 9.5. D-backs, Padres, 8. So every total but one is 8.5 or more. Gives you an idea of what we are dealing with tonight. We have chances of rain between the Cubs and the Pirates in Pittsburgh. And then in Kansas City, Toronto, and the Royals. Keep an eye on those two. But those are the ones that we're looking at. Hopefully we kind of can dodge them like we've done the last few nights. Let's get into it. Before we do, let me talk to you about Draft. Draft.com, Draft in your app store. If you're new to Draft, use promo code SDSports when you sign up and make a deposit, and you'll get an entry to a free $3 tournament. What these $3 tournaments are snake-style drafts, just the way you like them. Get paid out the next day if you want. They have baseball right now. They had golf teed off this morning, so you don't have to wait until next week, first round of the FedEx Cup playoffs. And until the regular season of football starts right now, they have best ball drafts that are absolutely awesome. Fast drafts, slow drafts, whatever you're looking for. But you can get into a free $3 tournament when you make your first deposit using promo code SDSports. Highly recommend it, so go check it out. Also, if you get us a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening to, preferably iTunes, but any of them, it works out really, really well. It would be much, much appreciated. For any of the podcasts, just do Bench with Bubba. Dropped another one later today with Jason Collette talking MLB fantasy baseball. We had a wide receiver podcast with Fighting Chance Ryan, episode 114. Tons of stuff going out there. We'd really, really appreciate it. Around the Base with Bubba and Mo as well. The Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast with myself and Jesse. There's so much going on. It's great. And then we'll have the two-point conversion of NFL DFS podcast starting up possibly next week with myself and James McCool. So go check that out. Lots of good stuff. And some ratings and reviews would really, really help the progress. So I'd appreciate it. But other than that, let's get at it. You're pitching on the slate. There is nobody over $9,500 tonight, which makes sense when you look at the totals. Your top-priced arm is Clay Buchholz. Yes, this is not an error. Your top-priced arm is Clay Buchholz at $9,500. He is on the road at the wonderful San Diego Padres, who we know, what everybody stinks versus right-handed pitching. They're just not good. Not good at all. He's faced them once this year, 5 2/3, 6 hits, 3 earned, 7 Ks for 19.4 points. He has been very, very good. 13-8, 24-1, 19-4, 22-2, 24-1. Buchholz has been good, and he's been a little better on the road than at home this year. 2.18 ERA on the road. Going up against San Diego, I'm not going to read their stats for the 17th millionth time in a row. We know they strike out almost 26% of the time. We know they have a subpar below 300 WOBA and a subpar below 150 ISO against right-handed pitching. They're bad. And Buchholz is a great play tonight. And people will say, I am not paying up for Clay Buchholz. Well, I'll probably pay up for Clay Buchholz. Just put it that way. Tanner Roark next up at 9,100 bucks. You look at his overall season peripherals. Not good. Not good at all. He has been better on the road at 3.36 ERA. In his last like 4 or 5 starts, he's been really, really good. 24.7, 17.6, 29.4, 41.6. In his last 4 starts, he's going up against a Cardinals team that likely will be without Matt Carpenter tonight because he took a shot and x-rays were negative. But cortisone or a CT scan coming today to determine if there's any smaller fractures to be concerned about, but did not look good. And the Cardinals strike out 22% against right-handed pitching. And Rourke, his biggest bugaboo is lefties can get to him, but righties can't. On the season, they're hitting .339, but lefties hitting .317. When it comes to wOBA and ISO, below, like around 300 and around 150 are below. So they're average at best against Tanner Rourke. And the Cardinals, without Matt Carpenter, send out a righty-heavy lineup. You know, they'll be Colton Wong. Yeah. And he's been playing well. But other than that, a boatload of righties unless they mix things up out there. So Tanner Rourke could be a sneakier play at 9,100. You have John Gray at $8,700. He's been outstanding outside of his last start since his return from the minor leagues. His last start out, he struggled against the Dodgers, 5 2/3, 4 4 Ks. That was in Coors. Prior to that, though, 28.4 at Milwaukee, 22.9 at St. Louis, 24 at home against Houston, 26.9 at home against Seattle. So really, really good stuff there after his little hiatus he took to the minor leagues. So in Atlanta, Gray becomes a very good player at $8,700. Many will say he should be the top price guy over Buchholz. Man, I can't argue it, but Buchholz has earned a little more respect than that. Atlanta strikes out close to 21% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Gray's numbers, like I said, look great. The Braves have a team total of 4.3, lefties 323, righties 275. It's a pick your poison. We know the Braves offense can beat up on anybody. At the same time, John Gray can shut anybody down. So $8,700 for Gray could be very, very nice. Last guy up here is Julio Teheran at $8,200 at home against those Colorado Rockies. He has a 3.99 ERA at home on the season. Last start out against Milwaukee, 19.9 DraftKings points. Very, very GPP type play because he's so up and down on his consistency. But it is a Colorado team outside of Coors that strikes out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Teheran's biggest problem is he doesn't go up some hard contact, but he walks almost 12% that he faces. And that's not going to cut it more often than not. When you look at the Rockies, a 4.2 team total, lefties 371, righties 324 off of Teheran. But we know the Rockies struggle against right-handed pitching, especially outside of Coors. On the year, they have a 312 wOBA and 169 ISO to average at best. They're really not the world beaters we once remember them being, especially on the road versus right-handed pitching. So if you want to be a little different, Teheran at 82 could be the play for you. Let's dip below 6K real quick, but if you want me to recap the top, I got personally Buchholz 1. I'm really going that route. John Gray 2, Tanner Rourke 3, Teheran 4 is where I'd be looking. But differentiate where you will, what makes you feel comfortable, but that's where I'll be looking. Down below here, it's ugly. If you can somehow get up top for two guys and get some cheap bats, I would do it. But Sam Gaviglio is an option you have here. He's been much better at home than on the road, and he's on the road, so be careful. Weather is interesting in Kansas City tonight. But Gaviglio, 20.4 his last time against Tampa Bay, and then at Seattle, 14.8. Then you like get a minus 6, a 7.9, then you got 19.9, 6.5, minus 12.5, 15.6, 15.6, 11.5. It's a roller coaster at Gaviglio, and he's $6,800. But he is going up against a Kansas City team that we know it's hot this week, and I think this could be a fun one again tonight as one of the higher totals on the slate. But you got to stick your flag somewhere. Kansas City strikes out 20% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Gaviglio's got a 46.5% ground ball rate. Kansas City's team total is 4.6, second or third highest on the slate. Lefties 382, righties 308 versus Gaviglio. There are a lot of righties in that Royals lineup. They have a 294 wOBA, 135 ISO, both below average, pretty bad. So if it's a righty-heavy lineup, Gaviglio could be in play for you. Just realize there's a lot of risk with it. The other guy down here you can look at is Francisco Liriano at $5,800. Not a fan of using Francisco if you don't have to. He's faced Minnesota once this year, 5 innings, 3 earned, 3 Ks for 5.3 points. He averages 10.3 on the road this year. It's just not pretty. Faced Minnesota's last time out, actually. And then he's at Oakland, 8.5, Cleveland, 4.7, then at KC, 15.1. He had an 8-4, a minus 8, an 11-5. He's not a world beater by any means. He's kind of a okay flourish, but not a bunch of upside. So if you want to go down there, you go to Liriano at 58. But the subpar pitching is really bad. If something opens up, we'll break it down in the Slack chat. But there's really nothing that stands out here. Like Taylor Cole's coming up out of the bullpen to pitch for Anaheim at 4K. If you just want to punt the position, you can go there. It's ugly all around. So recapping your pitching. Up top, I got Buchholz, Gray, Rourke, Teheran, and then down below, I got Gaviglio, and then Liriano. Basically, like I said, it is ugly. But let's get to your bats on this 7-game slate. Kicking it off, as always, with the catcher's position. You got Francisco Cervelli at 42, or Elias Diaz at 4K against Lester. People might tout Lester. He's been okay this year. But we know the Pirates love them some Johnny Lester when it comes to matching that lefty. We've been on him for a couple years now on this Quick Hits podcast. There's a reason he's priced at $7,300. When he's faced the Pirates, he's faced them four times this year. He's given up 12 earned and 23 innings pitched. He struck out seven. He's averaging 12.6 a game against them Buccos. But Cervelli, Diaz, both can be in play for you. Ronnie Chirinos in at home against Cole and the Angels bullpen at 41 is a very, very good-looking play. If you want to save a few dollars, you can look at Francisco Arcia of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. He's $3,600. Nice hit and left-handed bat in hitter-friendly Texas. It's going to be our Coors Field of the day. Going with Jurado, who's not good at baseball at all. When you look at the Angels, we're still waiting on that total because of the pitching change. But when you look at Jurado, lefties 403, righties 396. So a lot to like there when it comes to Arcia at $3,600. I think he's a really, really good play today. Salvi Perez, our boy, we were all over him yesterday, especially in the Slack chat. He double-donged. He's heating up again. 33 yesterday, 14, 0, a 10. Definitely getting it going of late. He's $3,600 for Scaviglio if you're going that route. In that same game, though, you got Danny Jansen, $3,600. Really good catcher. He hasn't played. He had the day off yesterday. So hopefully he's back in the lineup today. Really good power bat there. Going up against Sparkman, who's making the spot start for Kansas City. And Sparkman is not good. Lots of, I get an ERA close to 5 in the minors. And it's not pretty. And he's really struggled in his short time and spot starts in the big. So you can look that direction if you want. Alex Avila, $3,600 versus Nix is another option for you there. But I'd stick in that Arcia, Perez, Jansen, $3,600 range. I think you'll be very, very happy with your results. Arcia probably be the best one tonight, but they're all really good spots. All of them have home run upside in their matchups. If for some reason, Arcia's not catching for Anaheim. Briseño is in at $3,300. I don't mind that at all either. Both really good options for you there. Other than that, you'll find some value down there. Maybe a James McCann or a Brian Wilson with Minnesota, a Mitch Garver with Minnesota, stuff like that. But check your lineups. If you can stay in those three guys in that 36 range, I like it a lot. Go to first base. Remember, Carpenter's day-to-day. I'd really be surprised if he cracks the lineup tonight. But Paulie Goldschmidt against Nix, very, very solid. Nix, not a bunch of strikeout stuff. A lot of pitch to contact in his first debut. And you looked at the minors. I broke him down on the nasty cast I was on the other night. He had about a 7 to 7.5 K per night. So not a big strikeout guy. Lots of contact. You got Goldie coming into town with a 4.15 total. Lefties 369, righties 296 in a small sample. Goldie kind of outweighs that sample at 5,200. If you want to be contrarian, the Braves are in play versus Gray. If you want to be contrarian, a small slate, you might want to be. So guys like Freddie Freeman at 51 are worth a look. I absolutely love Joey Gallo tonight. You got Cole coming out in the spot start and then Angels bullpen at $4,900 in a very hitter-friendly environment tonight in Texas. First base outfield for Gallo at 49 is very, very nice. Yeah, I wouldn't even go to the top guys. I'd start at Gallo and work your way down. Like a guy like Anthony Rizzo had a big game yesterday. Maybe that carries over. Facing Ivan Nova at $4,600. Cubs have a 4.2 total. Righties 324, but lefties 395. They've always had a good time with Nova. So keep an eye on that one with Anthony Rizzo. Another one that will probably go low-owned. He's first base, third base eligible, but in his last 10 games, he's averaging 7.5. He's gone 7, 16, 0, 10, 3, 21, so 10 or more in three of his last five. Miguel Sano's at $4,500, starting to slowly heat it up there, and he's facing one Francisco Liriano, waiting on the total in that Texas game where they should both have some high totals between Texas and Anaheim. But the Twins right now have the highest total at 4.95. Lefties 308, righties 387. And yes, Sano's a GPP only because he can strike out four times, kind of like Joey Gallo. But man, you can put Sano and Gallo in a lineup together and have a lot of firework potential in that lineup. So Sano at 45, can't sleep on him. Ronald Guzman at Texas at 44 if you want to play for that GPP upside. Same with Justin Smoke at 4,300. But David Freese, first base, third base eligible versus Lester at 42, comes into play if you want to save a few bucks at the position. Other than that, sliding down like a Daniel Murphy versus Luke Weaver at 38 could come into play for you. A Tyler Austin if you want to kind of go real cheap and weird at first base, $3,800 versus Liriano. Kendrys Morales, 35. Maybe a couple other pop-up, but that's the gist of it there. But like that Gallo-Sano combo I like a lot with some Rizzo. You got Guzman, Smoke, and your GPP, some Freese, and then a couple others down below. But you can do some damage there at the position. Second base, you got Javi Baez, second base shortstop. He's crushing righties, lefties. He's a great play if you can get him in there at 5K. If not, totally cool. Because Ruggie Odor at 49 versus Cole is outstanding. This Texas team, it's looking real nice tonight. They should be the chalk on the slate if you can afford them. Problem is, you're going to have to punt some pitching to afford them, and that just makes things really interesting. So, see what you can do there. Ozzie Albies at 48 if you want to be contrarian. Again, is worth a look. Sliding down, Adalberto Mondesi. I love the guy. I said it again yesterday. He can be super productive. The bat knife does have its reach backs, but if you want to go there, you can. Whit Merrifield at 4K. I like him again tonight. Another solid look for Whit Merrifield. Mentioned Daniel Murphy already. Nico Goodrum at 38 is always a value play for me there. Devin Travis at 38 versus Sparkman. And then Colton Wong versus Rourke at 37 are all options for you there. David Boat, second base, third base is 37. Logan Forsyth, another cheapie, I don't mind. He's second base, third base. He's $3,500, hitting in the middle of that Twins order. Definitely a part of a stack with like Snow and Company or even a one-off just value play. $3,500 at second base or third base, I can definitely dig that. Let's head over to the third base position where you have up top, Matty Carpenter, probably not playing, but you got Arenado at 49. With Jerks and Profar versus Cole at 48, third base shortstop, I can definitely get behind that. Miguel Sano again, $4,500, I like that quite a bit. Descalso at 43 is interesting versus Knicks. Camargo in a GPP at 42 versus Gray. But then again, you got David Freese at 42 against John Lester, so I'm going to keep an eye on there. Anthony Rendon at 41 is always a kind of mid-pack guy you can look at for value. Taylor Ward, he's found the lineup, or on DraftKings at least. We've been talking about him yesterday. He's $3,700. He's third base eligible, has caught a lot in the minors. Apparently going to play him at third base right now. But Taylor Ward against Dorado at 37 is some nice value there. In what's going to be the firework game of the night, or should be the firework game of the night. Again, you got Logan Forsyth at 35. If Fletcher from the Angels is playing, he usually hits towards the top versus lefties, but if he is versus righties, he's second base, third base at 34. Another value in that ballpark. It's kind of like finding Coors Field value with the away team. So check out some of those guys at the third base position. Shortstop, you got Baez again at 5K, which I definitely like. Profar at 48. Trey Turner at 46 could be a very contrarian play here. He hits righties better than lefties power-wise and can get on some steals, some bags, so I don't hate it. Elvis Andrus at 44 in that ballpark is interesting. You mentioned Camargo and Mondesi earlier. But like Jorge Polanco switch hitting versus Liriano at 41 can be very, very nice if you don't want to pay all the way up to the top. Other than that, it's really bleak tonight. Really bleak. You guys have to check lineups to see what other value possibly comes up because, to be honest, there ain't much of the shortstop position. This is one you're going to have to probably pay a little bit for. Heading to the outfield, you're going to have your usual suspects at top. Trout's supposed to be back soon. What are they shooting for here? He may not return Thursday. So keep an eye on that because he's in a great spot if he does. But Ronald Acuna took one off the first pitch off his elbow. That was horrible. He's probably not playing again tonight. But like Justin Upton in that ballpark at 55 is outstanding. That's a great price tag. I love Shohei Ohtani tonight at $5,200. I think he's a really, really good player versus Dorado. Wouldn't be shocked if Ohtani goes deep. As you can tell, I love this Texas Angels game, but I think everyone's going to. Should be the easy one to target. Senju Chu at 51 is not bad either. Harper against Weaver at 5K is interesting. Weaver's been up and down. Harper's been up and down. You look at the Nats, a four total, but lefties at 359 off Weaver compared to 309 for the right-handed side of the plate. So Harper could be a... When everyone goes to this Angels-Texas game, Harper, he might get low-owned at 5K. You go down a little farther, and get Joey Gallo at 49. Charlie Blackman versus Tehran at 47 is very, very nice in that matchup. Juan Soto at 47 as well versus Weaver. Like both of those quite a bit. Another piece of that Angels lineup, Cole Calhoun's only $4,400, likely leading off versus Toronto. I like that quite a bit as well. That's a good-looking play there. Grichik Hernandez in a GPP for Toronto if you want to be contrarian at 42 versus Sparkman. I can get behind that. Willie Calhoun's only $4,100 versus Cole. Farther down you look, though, the Grandy Man. Told you, he's that GPP guy leading off. He went big for us yesterday. 23 DraftKings points. He went deep, 4 RBIs. He's very, very inconsistent. But leading off at 4K, he's another GPP play tonight against Sparkman. I like that quite a bit, to be contrarian. Mentioned Whit Merrifield at 4,400. If Delino DeShields Jr. cracks the lineup, he is a birthday boy at $3,900 versus Cole. Could be another guy to look at there. Farther down the 3K wagon here, you know, like Harrison Bader, probably not tonight. Brett Phillips at 3,800 versus Gaviglio. If he's got a decent spot in the order, you can look at that one. Max Kepler has sneaky decent power versus lefties at $3,800 if you want to be really, really contrarian. He's in play. Nico Goodrum at 38, we do like that. Marcelo Ozuna went deep yesterday. That's why I told you he's so tilting, because he's always a good value. He can always fit into a lineup, and he's always inconsistent. But when he pops off, he's got that ability to have big games. Unlike the kind of, he's not like an 8-point guy. When he goes off, he goes off. So Ozuna at 37 is always in a GPP play when he's priced like that. Yeah, Bonifacio at 34 if you want to be against those crappy pitchers there. Jake Cave maybe at 33 versus Liriano. Alex Gordon's $3,200 down here. Eric Young Jr. is really cheap again for the Angels. You can take a look at him and his lineup spot. Other than that, you know, you got Herrera from Kansas City at 2,900 versus Caviglio. If you want to absolutely punt the joint, you can go that direction as well. So very interesting night, because pitching down below is garbage, so you got to save some cash. But if you want the Texas Angels game, you might have to punt the position you don't want to punt, or punt some pitching. So either way, could be very, very interesting. Recapping that pitching tonight, you got Buchholz, Gray, Tanner Roark, and Julio Teheran up top. And then down below, you got Caviglio and Francisco Liriano. So yeah, if you want to punt the position, you can make it rock and roll. But simple stacks tonight. You know, I like the Royals, I like the Jays, I like both of them. Especially the left-handed sides of the plate, but both very good spots there. The Twins versus Liriano, especially from the right side, can be sneaky nice. But Texas Angels, that's the cash cow tonight. That's where you want to be. Right-handed bats from Pittsburgh can be sneaky versus Lester. There's pretty much offense available in every game. It's that kind of night. So pick where you want to go. If you want to fade the Angels in the Texas game, you'll be very unique. So that's why I think paying up for pitching and, you know, targeting Toronto and Kansas City and maybe some Minnesota. And, you know, you could have like a Texas Angels one-off or two, but don't stack them like everybody else, especially in your single-entry or three-entry max type deals. It will differentiate yourself. If that game goes off, you're screwed. Just treat it like Coors Field. Either go all in or stay away. That's the way to look at it. On a 7-game slate, unlike a 14-game slate, you'll look even more different, because it'll be more congested at the chalky game tonight. But, I'm not saying avoid it, because it could pop off, and if you don't have it, it could be a real quick night for you. But if you want to be different, that's a huge way to be different right there. Let's go to your BVP on this 7-game slate. Elias Diaz, Josh Bell, Echeverria, Mercer, Harrison all have homers off of Lester. Francisco Cervelli has 2 homers off of Lester. Josh Bell, 5-for-14 versus him with his homer. David Freese, 9-for-28, 2 doubles. A lot of good stuff there with those Pirates, as we've mentioned before. When it comes to Nova, Wilson Contreras, 4-for-8 with a double. Rizzo, 4-for-10 with a double. Schwarber has a homer. Ian Happ, 2 homers. Russell, a homer. Baez, 2 homers off of Nova. Marcelo Ozuna is 10-for-35 with 2 doubles, a triple, and a homer off of Tanner Roark. Charlie Blackman has a double and a homer off of Julio Teheran. Conforto's taken. We don't have that game, so it's a doubleheader. Logan Forsythe, 4-for-10 with a double off of Liriano. Tyler Austin has taken Liriano deep. Talked about him as a cheaper first base option. Victor Martinez, if he could still hit this way, it'd be great. But he's 15-for-43 with a .349 average and 4 homers off of Ervin Santana. Nico Goodrum's taken Santana deep, so it's Jose Iglesias. And then Eric Hosmer's 4-for-12 off of Buchholz, but really nothing else to write home about there. So there you have it. Quick hits in the books. 7-game Thursday slate to get you going. But go check out thesportsdegens.com at thesportsdegens. A lot going on there. Andrew McClintock's got 3 really good guys you can look at that are low-owned, increased roles to help your fantasy baseball team down the stretch. Our boy Coop Fiasco, he's back. He gave you the first-round redraft strategy. Now he breaks down the second and the third round, a little 0 running back options, different running backs, different receivers to target in the second and third rounds. Really great piece there. He's doing some really good stuff. There's more to come. He's got some great ideas there. So go check that out. We got Around the Bases with Bubba Nopes on 76 with an interview with the Smarty Jones from The Good Fight. Great stuff there, talking NL playoffs and all kinds of good stuff. You got Bench with Bubba, episode 114 with Fighting Chance Ryan, previewing the right wide receiver position, the early part of the wide receiver. I'm going to take a deeper dive into it, hopefully the next podcast with that I do football on. Bench with Bubba, episode 115, coming out today with Jason Collette, talking fantasy baseball. Great talking with one of the best minds in the game from the sleeper on the bus, Jason Collette. That was great. So much going on at the site. I probably missed stuff. It's really, really good. We're growing. Join the Slack chat. Give us a rating review. All the good stuff. Go to draft.com. But more importantly, go make some money tonight. Get it in. And join the Slack chat, because we got a guy, I told you, with we got a big Friday, a big Saturday, a big Sunday slate of preseason, I believe it, or Thursday, Friday, Saturday. A pretty good-sized slates on each night. And he's going to be writing for the site later this year for NFL DFS. And he's got some nuggets for preseason. I know I cashed last week with him, so come join us there and come check it out. But good luck on your 7-game slate. I'll be back with you tomorrow. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, August 16th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.